Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So John is looking for a second date update with a woman named Tina. Hey, John, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. If you could kind of take us through this, starting from the beginning, how you met Tina, and we'll go from there.
All right. So, I mean, we met on Match. So, you know, pretty basic. She was cool. We only went out the one time, but I thought we really had a blast. And I took her to the Festival of Lights, and it was one of those nights where it was nice, not too cold. We didn't freeze our butts off or anything like that, and it made it easy to stay for a long time. And We took our time just walking around and seeing everything, you know, the train, we had hot chocolate, La Rosa's, it was good stuff. And I thought we were going really well. We talked a lot about different stuff, and I don't know. I mean, I'm a decent looking guy. I got a decent job, college degree. I brush, I floss, I got regular haircuts. Like, I'm joking, but like, I don't know what else a girl could
possibly want.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, especially,
since you guys seem to be connecting and having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the date lasted a long time. Like, we got there probably around 6, and then we stayed until they closed. So, I mean, it was an extensive date, and so I had met her there. So I did. I walked her to her car at the end, and I kind of went in, and she initiated a hug. And that's fine, you know. I'm not sure if she was avoiding like an awkward first kiss thing or if she's just a hugger. It's fine, you know, whatever. Either way, but it was a decent hug, and nothing happened that would make me think that she wouldn't want to see me again. So I hope you guys can figure it out, because I've run through it in my mind and I have no idea.
Well, it may be nothing, you know. Let me ask you and everyone in the room here, have you ever gone on a date and you legitimately had a great time? Like, it was a ton of fun. You enjoyed the other person's company. Maybe you had great conversation, but you just weren't feeling it for them that way.
Yeah, like a friend zone type of thing.
I would say, yeah, same for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jen?
Yeah.
Like, you have a good rapport. I don't know that we spent so much time that I definitely felt a vibe, I thought.
Okay. And John, you said that there weren't any glaring, obvious clues that something was weird or went wrong, so.
No. No point of the conversation did she, like, I feel her, like, pull back. You know, there was nothing, like, I didn't spill anything on her. Like, nothing weird, like, that I can think of at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the Festival of Lights is kind of a romantic thing.
Oh, yeah. You throw some hot chocolate and La Rosa's in that mix.
And Jeff is sold. He is in the mood.
I care who you are.
Yeah.
I should have gone with you.
We're getting engaged.
Yeah. You're tucked around those polar bears.
All right. Well, then why don't we do this? We'll take a break here. And when we come back, let's hear it straight from Tina. See what her thoughts are on John, their date at the Festival of Lights, and that hug. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so John met Tina on Match. They went on one date, Festival of Lights, had a great time, spent quite a bit of time there, actually pretty much shut it down, and there was even a hug at the end. He got no negative vibe from her whatsoever that entire evening. There weren't any awkward moments that he can recall, and so he's at a loss. Hasn't heard from her since, and here we are trying to put the pieces together. John, anything that you've thought of since the last time we spoke before we called Tina?
No, I still, nothing in my mind went wrong.
Let's call her up.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Tina, please?
This is.
I was hoping so. Tina, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. You got a minute or two?
Please tell me you're not calling me for that second date update thing.
That is exactly what we're calling about.
Today is your day.
Oh.
Have you blown someone off? Did you know there was a possibility you may hear from us?
No, I mean, I didn't know if he would go that far, but I totally blew this guy off. And for the love of God, I mean, no girl should have to see or experience what I did on that first date.
What?
I mean,
what?
It just was awful. Awful.
Are we talking about the same guy?
I'm guessing. Are you talking about John?
We are talking about John. And when we spoke to John, we asked him, you know, did anything bad happen? Anything weird or embarrassing or negative or awkward? And he was racking his brain. He couldn't come up with anything.
Well, he probably, I don't know, maybe he didn't think this was a big deal. And maybe it's not if you've been together for years, but on a first date, no.
What happened?
We're at the Festival of Lights. It was a really nice night and all of that. And we get in line to go. He says he has to go to the bathroom. So he gets in line for the family bathroom, which, first of all, I thought was really weird. And then he goes in there, and he's in there for like 15 minutes. I kid you not. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I got to the point where I, you know, people wanted to knock on the door, and I thought, you know, should we get security? Like, did something happen?
Did he have some sort of health emergency there in the bathroom?
Yes.
And
right. Like 15 minutes is a long time to be in that bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So this huge line is forming behind me, and he finally comes out. And since I was in line anyway, I just decided, okay, well, I'll go in and go too. And what he did in that bathroom was disgusting. It was so nasty. He took the hugest and it was only half flushed, and the stench was unbearable. It was so horrible. I ran out of there. I didn't want to be anywhere near there in case somebody thought I had done it. It was so vile. Who takes a 15-minute at a public place and then leaves women and children waiting in line? It's so messed up. It was, like, humiliating. It was awful, awful.
Well, don't hold back.
Devil's advocate, what do you propose he do in a situation like that?
I don't know, but it was disgusting.
I mean, it's the family bathroom thing that I think is the problem. I mean, he's a single dude, you know, all by himself.
Yeah, but if you got to do a number two and you go in the regular bathroom, half the time, not always at the zoo, but the door could be broke. There's people coming in and out. You need a little privacy.
Well, and we're assuming he is solely responsible for all of that. Have you ever walked into a restroom that was already a disaster and you're just trying to tiptoe around this mess and do your business, and you don't want to be the one to have to clean it? You just want to do your business and get the you-know-what out.
That's very true.
Is John even still on the line?
Yeah, I've been listening to this, and that wasn't me. I didn't do it. It was like that. What you just said, it was like that when I got in there. I went in, I took a leak. I don't know what she's talking about. Like, I mean, it was disgusting. Yeah, but it wasn't me. So, like, if that's what the problem was,
well,
it's ridiculous.
Well, you just went number one, but she's saying this was like a 15-minute deal, dude.
Yeah.
You sure
it was just number one?
Yeah, 15-minute
leak.
The bathroom was a wreck when I got in there.
Why? How long? 15 minutes?
That's a long time to go number
one. It's a long time for a tinkle. I mean, unless are you having some sort of prostate issue?
No, I just
What else were you doing in there for 15 minutes?
Not that that's any of my business.
I don't buy it.
Well, I would rather him be having a prostate issue than any of the other ideas in my mind of what could keep him in there for 15 minutes.
I'm immediately thinking about all the catheter commercials that are on TV.
Oh.
God.
Well, like, look, you know, we're all human. So, I mean, if you're legit having a rough night
and everybody poops
and you need a little more time, there's no shame in that.
But I mean,
for her to imply that I destroyed the bathroom and everything,
that's not, I didn't, that wasn't me. Like, it was a wreck when I got there. I went in, I used the bathroom, I washed my hands. I was in there for a couple minutes. I looked at myself in the mirror, you know, to make sure that I was, like, everything was right, and because I'm on a date. So maybe it was a couple of minutes. It was not 15 minutes, so.
I got to ask you, you know, with no judgment, I'm just asking, why the family bathroom and not just the men's room?
Because when we walked up, there was no line, and I figured I could get in and out quick.
I see.
Evidently I didn't.
Okay.
That's fair.
There were no moms with babies around or anything like that. Like, I wasn't knocking people over to get to the bathroom to go in and destroy it or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, oh, here's a bathroom. I'll just hop in here real quick.
So, Tina, you're saying the line that formed was the line waiting for him, basically, yes?
Yes, exactly. He was in there so long. Guys, I'm serious. He was in there so long, this huge line formed behind me. And you're talking moms with babies and wet diapers and... little kids who are like holding it because they're desperate to get in. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing.
Wow.
So to put this in perspective, when I came out, there were three families, like moms with kids out there. So what I think is happening is she got uncomfortable that I was in the family bathroom, that these people showed up, only three, not a massive crowd, not a massive line. And I think it made her the time feel like it was taking longer to her. So
you dispute the 15 minutes?
No, I refute it completely. Yeah.
Okay. So does this mean there's absolutely zero chance of you two getting together again for a second date? I mean, everything else about this date seemed to sing except for this one incident. I mean, is this a bona fide deal breaker?
I think so. I just don't know if I could get past that whole image, and the whole thing was just too weird for me. I just was so grossed out. I couldn't even kiss the guy. It just grossed me out.
You know, and for me, like, I was curious as to why she was ghosting me, but with this whole thing, there's no way I'd want to go out with this person again. It's just, this is silly. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry, John.
Yeah.
Sorry it panned out this way. But Tina, we do appreciate you taking our call.
And we do wish you both the best.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take it easy.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.